Please take your Bible now and let's go back to the book of 1 Corinthians chapter 12. 1 Corinthians chapter 12. In this tape, we're going to be looking a little more in-depth at the manifestations of the Spirit, especially the manifestation of speaking in tongues, because this manifestation is the one manifestation of the Spirit which is for the personal edification of the individual Christian believer. In the book of 1 Corinthians chapter 12, we read here beginning in verse 7 concerning the manifestations of the Spirit. And this is under the greater category of the spiritual matters with which 1 Corinthians 12, 13, and 14 deal with. So here in 1 Corinthians chapter 12, beginning in verse 7, we read, "Now to each one, that is to each believer, the manifestation of the Spirit is given for the common good. To one, there is given through the Spirit the message of wisdom. To another, the message of knowledge by means of the same Spirit. To another, faith by the same Spirit. To another, gifts of healing by that one Spirit. To another, miraculous powers. To another, prophecy. To another, distinguishing between spirits. To another, speaking in different kinds of tongues. And to still another, the interpretation of tongues. All these, that is, all these manifestations of the Spirit, are the work of one and the same Spirit, and He gives them to each one just as He determines." Here we have then listed the manifestations of the Spirit, which we have read about before here in 1 Corinthians chapter 12, and which we've seen now exhibited within the book of Acts. All of these manifestations of the Spirit, then, are directed by God, and they are energized by Him by way of His gift of Holy Spirit within us, that is, within the Christian believers. They are available today as well, not only within the biblical period of time in which we read about, but instead they are available to each and every believer within this age of grace, during this period of time of the new covenant in which we live today. And it says in verse 7 that the purpose of these manifestations of the Spirit is for the common good. That is, they are to bring about the common good. Now, literally, the Greek words behind common good are for profiting. In other words, the manifestations of the Spirit are given to profit either the body of Christ or to be a witness of Jesus Christ in carrying out that ministry of reconciliation. Therefore, they are for the common good. The good of the individual believers, the body of Christ as a whole, and in carrying out that ministry of reconciling others to God. Therefore, these manifestations are for service. They are for edification, and they are for witnessing. They are not for personal gain or for personal glorification. The manifestations of the Spirit are to glorify God, and they are for the profit of the believers in Christ. Therefore, we as the body of Christ need these manifestations of the Spirit. We need this manifestation of the power of God within our lives, so as to enable us to most effectively carry out God's will within our lives. Now, the great key in having these manifestations of the Spirit evident within our lives is to allow God to work in us, to allow Him to work in us to will and to do of His good pleasure. And we do this by putting on the mind of Christ, by walking as Christ walked, endeavoring in a very practical sense to help our fellow Christian believers and to carry out that ministry of reconciliation. As we do that, As we endeavor to live as Christ lived, then God will work within our lives. The greater we have an understanding of these manifestations of the Spirit, that is, the more knowledge and understanding that we have of them, that we gain of them by studying the Word of God, by seeing examples of them within the Bible, and then by endeavoring to live a Christ-like life, the more we are aware of them, the more we are knowledgeable and understanding of God's ability to work in us, the greater He will be able to do so, because we unleash Him in our lives, so to speak. Because it is ignorance, fear, and unbelief which so often prevents God from working in us the way which He desires to do so. God is a God who loves us and He cares for us. He is a personal God. And when we gain a knowledge of His Word and then put on that mind of Christ and live for Him, then He will work with us in a personal way so as to bring about His purposes and will within our lives. Now, the manifestations of the Spirit, by their very nature, divide into three basic groups. The first of these is the informational manifestations, and they are word of knowledge or message of knowledge and word of wisdom and discerning of spirits. These three manifestations are simply God giving us information by way of the Spirit, information which we cannot know by our senses. And it is information to help us in specific situations. It is information which is practical, and it is always aimed at that purpose of the manifestations of the Spirit, which is to bring about the common good. Therefore, just as we saw with Peter within Acts chapter 10, how the Spirit gave him information to go with those believers who had come from the household of Cornelius, to go with those people, and to go and to minister to Cornelius, his family, and his friends. That is a great example of the knowledge and wisdom which God can give us in specific situations so as to carry out His will within our lives. That then is the informational manifestations, the manifestation of word of knowledge, word of wisdom, and discerning of spirits. Word of knowledge is knowledge, spiritual knowledge, knowledge which comes by way of the Spirit for specific situations, practical knowledge. Wisdom, word of wisdom, is wisdom which comes by way of that Spirit to help us to know what to do with that knowledge. In other words, what am I to do? How am I to carry out this knowledge or information I've been given? And then discerning of spirits is information concerning the spiritual realm. It could be information concerning evil spirits, that is, concerning Satan's kingdom. Is someone possessed of that spirit, a spirit of Satan, an evil spirit? And if so, what is that spirit, and what am I to do about it? Therefore, these informational manifestations are simply God giving us information by way of the Spirit. And we don't need to be so concerned about categorizing them, so to speak. We simply need to be cognizant of the fact that God is at work in us and that He can tell us things. He can give us guidance, information, so as to help us to carry out His will within our lives. The second group of these manifestations are the power manifestations. And these are the manifestations of faith, miracles, and healing. These manifestations enable us to carry out God's will in specific situations by means of supernatural acts. The manifestation of faith, for instance, is faith which comes by the Spirit of God. It is not natural faith where I simply hear someone teach the Word of God and I believe it. Instead, it is faith which comes by that Spirit of God and gives me the spiritual ability to carry out either miracles or healing. In other words, the ability to carry out supernatural manifestations of the Spirit. Miracles are the manifestation of performing something which is miraculous, something which cannot be done by the senses, by natural ability. Healings are simply the manifestation of bringing healing wholeness to a person's life. That is, to heal a sickness or a disease. It is a gift of God's grace to that individual. Therefore, we have the informational manifestations, and then we have the power manifestations, all of which we see exhibited not only within the book of Acts, but also within the Old Testament and within the gospel period as well. Now, these manifestations, by their very nature, are given by God in specific situations according to His infinite wisdom, love, and His sovereign will. God is the one who decides when to give you information. He is the one who gives the ability to carry out miracles, healings, and so forth. It is God who directs these and gives us that ability within specific situations, just as we have seen within the book of Acts, just as we have seen within the life of Jesus Christ as He went about and healed people and delivered those who were oppressed from the devil. Our responsibility in regards to these manifestations is to simply live in a practical way by putting on that mind of Christ and endeavoring to walk in love, to bless our brothers and sisters in Christ, and to carry out that ministry of reconciliation. As we do that, then we simply need to be perceptive, cognizant, knowing that God is with us and at work in us, and that He can give us guidance, information, and direction in carrying out His will. Now, the other manifestations of the Spirit are what we can call the worship manifestations. These are manifestations which are for edification, for spiritual edification. And these are the manifestations of speaking in tongues, interpretation of tongues, and prophecy. The manifestation of prophecy was at times exhibited both in the Old Testament as well as in the Gospel period. However, the manifestations of speaking in tongues and its companion manifestation, interpretation of tongues, have only become available since the day of Pentecost. And therefore, they are the distinctive manifestations of this age or dispensation of grace in which we live today. Now, these worship manifestations are, again, by their very nature, able to be manifested at will by each and every individual believer who desires to do so. But it is this desire to manifest them that is the key in bringing them into evidence within our lives. These manifestations are energized by God by means of His Spirit within us, and they are energized as we act. In other words, we speak, and as we speak, the Spirit gives us the words to speak. Therefore, they are manifestations of inspired utterance. Just as on the day of Pentecost in Acts chapter 2, verse 4, we read that the believers were filled with Holy Spirit and they began to speak with other tongues as the Spirit enabled them. That is, as the Spirit gave them the words to speak. It was the disciples, the believers, who spoke. They began, they spoke forth, and as they spoke, the Spirit enabled them. It gave them the words to speak. These manifestations, then, are available to each and every Christian believer to be manifested at will according to God's purposes for them. And those purposes are, first of all, for the manifestation of speaking in tongues, it is for the personal edification of the individual Christian believer. The manifestations of prophecy and interpretation of tongues are for the edification of the believers who are gathered together in a specific location at a specific time. All of these manifestations of the Spirit, then, are for the edification of either the individual believer or for the body of Christ, which is meeting together at that specific time. And they are under the control of those believers. In other words, when I speak in tongues, it is me who is in control at all times. I am able to speak at will. And as I speak, it is the Spirit which gives me the words to speak. Listen. Janakanda leshini yakabaletono, molionda leshini yakabaletini yakabaletine, jinikanda leshini yakabaleto, molionda leshini yakabaletini yakabaleti. That is speaking in tongues. I spoke, and as I speak, the Spirit gives me the words to speak. It is a supernatural manifestation of the Spirit of God. The book of 1 Corinthians chapter 14 gives us the basic and necessary information which we need to properly understand these worship manifestations of the Spirit. And I'd like for you to turn to 1 Corinthians chapter 14 at this time. Because these manifestations are a great blessing, first of all, to the individual believer, and then to the local group of believers who can hear the manifestations of interpretation of tongues and prophecy. All of these three manifestations, then, work together, in a sense, to bless, to inspire the body of Christ as well as the individual believer. And in doing so, strengthen us, exhort us, and comfort us, giving us the comfort, the strength, and the ability which we need to be able to live for God within this life. In 1 Corinthians chapter 14, beginning in verse 1, we read, the Apostle Paul here speaking to the Corinthian church. He says to them, follow the way of love and eagerly desire spiritual gifts. The first thing the Apostle Paul says here to these Christian believers gathered together at Corinth in regards to these manifestations of the Spirit is that they are to follow the way of love. The whole chapter of 1 Corinthians chapter 13 is devoted to love, to living in love within that body of Christ. And each of the manifestations of the Spirit are most effectively manifested by love. That is, when I speak in tongues, or when I speak in tongues and interpret, or when I prophesy, I am to be motivated by love. They are not for self-glorification. They are not for vain glory or selfish ambition. They are instead to bless the individual believer by way of speaking in tongues, or to bless the body of Christ by way of interpretation of tongues and prophecy. Love, putting on that mind of Christ and walking in love, is the great key to binding that body of Christ together and manifesting the Spirit of God most effectually. Therefore, verse 1 of 1 Corinthians chapter 14 says, follow the way of love and eagerly desire spiritual gifts. Now, the word spiritual gifts here could either be translated spiritual manifestations or spiritual gifts. These manifestations are given by the Spirit, and therefore they can, in a sense, be called spiritual gifts. They are gifts of God's grace. However, it is not in the sense that we need to wait for them. Wait for God to give them to us. Because they are a gift of God's grace simply in the sense that they are from God and they are given by way of the Spirit of God. However, the manifestations of speaking in tongues, interpretation of tongues, and prophecy can be manifested at will by each and every Christian believer. It is simply a matter of, do we desire to do it? If we desire to do it, then we can do it because God will give us that spiritual manifestation. That is why it says here in verse 1 that we are to follow the way of love and then we are to eagerly desire spiritual gifts or spiritual manifestations. We are to desire it. This is what God says. His desire, His will for us is that we have a desire to manifest His Spirit so that we can bless the body of Christ and so that we can build ourselves up spiritually. As we do that, then, God will give us that manifestation of the Spirit. So, follow the way of love and eagerly desire spiritual gifts, especially the gift of prophecy, or especially that we may prophesy. Why? Verse 2 and the following verses tell us why. For anyone who speaks in a tongue does not speak to men, but to God. The person who speaks in tongues is, according to 1 Corinthians chapter 13, verse 1, speaking either in the language of men or in a language of angels. Therefore, it is not understandable to others or to himself. Although there can be exceptions, as we saw on the day of Pentecost. However, it is always true that by definition, the person who speaks in tongues does not himself understand what he speaks. That is why it is called a tongue. It is a language which the person who speaks does not understand. It is a supernatural manifestation of the Spirit of God. And it says here in verse 2 that anyone who speaks in a tongue does not speak to men, but to God. Speaking in tongues is a manifestation of the Spirit whereby an individual speaks to God. It is a divine communication between the believer and his Father, God. Indeed, it says, no one understands him. He utters mysteries with his spirit. The person who speaks in tongues is speaking mysteries within his spirit. That is, he is speaking divine secrets. Secrets between himself and his Father, God. Speaking in tongues, then, is a spiritual communication between the individual and God. And therefore, it is for his personal spiritual edification. It is not for the edification of the believers who may be present at that time. As such, speaking in tongues is a manifestation which you and I can manifest within our lives at will. When we wake up in the morning, we can speak in tongues and we can communicate with God. We can speak divine mysteries with him. During the day, we can speak in tongues silently to ourselves, or we can speak in tongues at loud when we are alone and by ourselves. At night, before we go to bed, for instance, we can speak in tongues and cause ourselves to turn our thoughts to God to give us peace and spiritual edification at that time. Speaking in tongues is a constant reminder for the individual believer that God is with him by means of his gift of Holy Spirit within. Verse 3 then says, in contrast then to speaking in tongues, which is a communication between that individual believer and God, verse 3 says, everyone who prophesies speaks to men for their strengthening, encouragement, and comfort. Here is the difference between speaking in tongues and prophecy. Speaking in tongues is speaking to God, but prophecy is speaking to men. That is, to the group of believers who are present at a particular time. And it is for their edification. It is for their strengthening, encouragement, and comfort. This is why prophecy is to be preferred whenever believers are gathered together. Speaking in tongues is for the edification of the individual believer, but prophecy is for the edification of the believers present. Verse 4. He who speaks in a tongue then edifies himself. And ladies and gentlemen, who is there among us who does not need personal edification? That is the purpose of this manifestation of the Spirit. It is for the edification of the individual believer. And as such, it is something which we need. It is something which we need living in this world in which we are. Because this world is a world of darkness, a world which is filled with evil and with Satan and his power manifested in many ways. However, through the toils, the hardships, and troubles of this life, in times of need, you and I can speak to God by way of that Spirit. We can speak in tongues and communicate with Him spiritually. A communication speaking divine secrets to God. Therefore, he who speaks in tongues edifies himself, but he who prophesies edifies the church. Tongues is for the spiritual edification of the individual believer. Prophecy is for the edification of the church. That is, for the edification of the group of believers who are together, meeting together at a specific time in a specific location. Verse 5. The Apostle Paul then, after giving this basic information concerning speaking in tongues and prophecy, says, I would like every one of you to speak in tongues. This is the desire of the Apostle Paul, speaking here to these Corinthian believers. He says to them, I desire that each of you speak in tongues. Then he says, but I would rather, and these Greek words here could better be translated, I would especially desire that you prophesy. Why? Because he who prophesies is greater than the one who speaks in tongues. In what context? Unless he interprets, so that the church may be edified. Speaking in tongues is for the personal edification of the believer. It is that divine communication between you as a believer and God, your Father. It is what edifies you. But prophecy is for the edification of the church. And therefore, when the church meets together, prophecy is to be preferred, because prophecy is for the edification of the body of believers who are present at that time. Unless speaking in tongues is accompanied by that companion manifestation of interpretation, then speaking in tongues with interpretation also edifies the church, and together can be used with that manifestation of prophecy to bless the body of believers.